Romans tonight. I wanted some of our youth to do that because they don't have much of an opportunity to share publicly what God's doing. And sometimes in our lives we get discouraged because we come to church every week and we don't really see things evident sometimes. It gets kind of an emotion. But I want y'all to know that God is moving in a mighty way in this youth. And I thank Him for that. Tonight, the Lord's laid on my heart just a couple of verses right here in Romans chapter 5. And that's where we'll be at, Romans 5. Key verse we'll look at is verse number 6. We will read verses 6, 7, and 8. And this is just kind of a strange message the Lord's laid on my heart in the fact that I feel like the Lord sometimes clouds you from seeing things so you don't miss the mark. And He'll reveal things to you that you need to see when you ask Him. And He has clouded my spirit to anything but this verse, Romans chapter 5, verse 6. So we're going to preach that tonight. Our title is called Without Strength. So if you would stand with me tonight as we read and reverence the reading of God's Word. And we talk about how we are without strength and how God has strength. So Romans chapter 5 verse 6, the Bible says this: For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let's pray. Father, I'm just humbled, and I'm thankful, God, for how much You love us, and You mean so much to us in this church, Father. I don't know about many other places, but we're going to worship You here, Lord. Help us. Watch over us tonight. Lord, show us exactly what You would want us to see, that it not be in anything we do, God, but it be in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank You for Jesus, and I pray You be in the forefront of this message. And it's in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Without strength, we read in this verse, Romans 5, verse 6, we read tonight that sometimes we lack strength in life. Sometimes things get over our heads, and sometimes we need help. In this particular passage we're reading tonight, I love this passage because it tells me that you and I are without strength. If you put yourself in a category, and I put myself in a category, this verse is telling me that I'm without strength to save myself. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm not able and you're not able to save yourself. And the Lord has drawn this just simple one verse to me to share with the congregation tonight because I believe that there's many people in life that try to save themselves. They try to do something that would earn them a position in a right standing with God. And this verse is telling me that I can't, and that you can't, and that I'm not enough. Some people, they try to look at their past. You've heard this saying before, that they try to go off what their parents did, their parents' relationship with Jesus, and what how their papa used to be a preacher. I feel like the last generation, every papa was a preacher, because I've heard that so many times. But they try to base off, you know, I may not be good enough, but I'm going to base it off what they've done. And so they try to culp something up where they can say, I'm okay because of that. Something in their past. Or you think about our present life, we think about things that we do good on a daily basis. And I'm not telling you it's not right to do things good. I'm telling you it's wrong to do things right when it's not with God. Does that make sense? And we can do all that we can and muster up good. And I'm sure you've heard this, but your good works will never get you to heaven. Nothing we've built on ourselves would ever get to heaven. I think about how we just went on a mission trip and we lay brick. And an important part of the brick that nobody ever sees is something called wall ties. And what that is, every course you got to go up 4 or 5 courses, you hammer wall ties in the wall so that when you get done, something doesn't blow the wall off or brick off the wall. And what happens is you put those wall ties in and it's never seen ever again. Nobody ever sees it until they demo it or whatever. But what's important about that is I've heard stories of brick masons who've put a whole wall up without wall ties. And you know what happens? Ploop, falls over. Because nothing's on the inside to support it. It's the same way with Christ in our hearts. Sometimes he's not always evident outside of life, but he's on the inside, and he's holding us together. And that's the idea here when it says when we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Some people try to base it off their past or their present. But some people, you've heard this before, that, hey, I'm going to wait just a while, and I'm going to get it right there at the end. Ever heard that? I'm gonna do what I want to for a while, and then whenever the time's right, I'll get right with God and I'll go on to glory. That's not how it works. Because I've learned if you try to do things and you try to plan things, sometimes they don't always go the way you want them to go. Can't tell you how many times me and Holly have said, hey, we're going to die. And it never worked. You can say stuff, and then you get to the future, and then you never do it. And so when the Bible tells me that, hey, I'm without strength to save myself, I ought to take notice of that. Because the Bible's teaching me and it's teaching you tonight that, hey, no matter what you do, past, present, or future, if you do it on your own, all it's going to do is tumble and crash. It says, for when we were yet without strength. And those words I want you to kind of remember tonight, without strength. Because that's who we are without Christ. I can kind of give a little illustration of this. You ever heard somebody say, I'm going to turn over a new leaf? That's kind of what we're talking about. They want to wait for a while and they want to try to do something different and turn over a new leaf. I used to do that back in the day. I can remember when I was in college that I struggled with a certain addiction in my life. And I said, you know what, I'm tired of it. I'm going to quit. And so I quit for a full year and didn't do it, didn't touch it, didn't see it, didn't look at it, didn't hold it. Whole year went by, and you know what the problem was? It wasn't the addiction, the problem, I didn't know Christ. And you can do good for a long time, and you can be clean for a long time, and you can turn a new leaf over. But the Bible teaches us that we ourselves are without strength. It tells us that when we were yet without strength, it tells us in due time Christ died for the ungodly. I want to do a little illustration tonight. I'm going to ask my tough man, if y'all would, go get my little example. This is my posse, they wanted me to call them anyway. I've got a little demonstration tonight now, but when we bring this out, I don't want you to judge me. All right, I'm not a weightlifter. This thing has been sitting outside for 5 years. Okay? Perfect. See if that bar will stand up there. Okay, does everybody know what this is? Okay, this is what weight bench. I don't even know what it's called. That's how much I don't do it. Hand me that towel right there, Frank. And so I'm going to put this towel down because I don't know what bird has crapped on it in the past 5 years. Anyway. The little example that, you know, the Bible's teaching me that I myself am without strength. And so I'm going to do something tonight. I'll make a little demonstration. If it hits, it hits. If it don't, this is the way the Lord spoke to me. So when I was in high school, we would have these. They were a little bit nicer. But what you do is you'd get down on this thing and you would weightlift. And they were laughing to see if this would hold me up. But I've got this little bar. And what you would do is you would pick it up and you'd pump that thing. You'd pump that thing. Okay? The problem is the Bible tells me I'm without strength. So when I take it off the bar from it holding, If I'm without strength, that means that thing's hitting my chest. And I'm doing whatever I can to kind of push it up and push it up. And I'm without strength. I don't have enough strength to get that bar up. And that's kind of the idea of what the Bible's teaching. I'm pushing and I'm pressing. I'm doing whatever it takes to get that bar off my chest. And I'm unable to do it on my own. Does that make sense? And so the Bible tells me in Romans 5:6 that for when we were yet without strength, we had a problem when we couldn't get the weight off of our chest. But I'm thankful the Bible gives us a solution. Tells me that when I was yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And what a miracle that was, that Jesus Christ would come take that weight off my chest. And we see that in our own strength, we are unable to save ourselves. The Bible teaches me that God is able. And God has enough strength. And tonight you may be wondering where God's at in your life. I want to encourage you tonight that He has enough strength for you. Read with me in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, God is able, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, read that with me, Christ died for us. How was God able? How does God have the strength? You may say, J.D., you don't know what situation I'm in. You don't know what weight is stacked on me. I don't. Jesus does. And this Bible is not for me. It's not just for me. It's for whosoever. So the problem here is if we try to say that God can't handle it, we make God out to be a liar. And the Bible teaches me that no matter what I go through in life, I'm not strong enough, but God is. It says, but God commendeth His love toward us. And you may ask the question, how does God have enough strength? And I'm taught in this scripture that God loves me no matter what I do. What a joy that is to know that when I fail and when I struggle and when I mess up, God still loves me. You know, if there was a poll out in the world and they asked the world, the whole world, what are three important words? I believe the answer would come in is, I love you. That's an important thing in life. If I want Holly to know I love her, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to show her. You know how you love others? You tell them and you show them. I believe a greater word than that, than I love you, is God loves you. You know how important that means? You know how important that is in the world that we live in? It means a lot for you to walk up and tell somebody you love them, but it makes more of an eternal difference when you tell them that God loves them. And the Bible teaches me that God commendeth His love toward us. So I'm shown that He loves me, that He's strong enough to save me. And then we see also in verse 8, God is able because He sent His only Son. He sent Jesus. Said, but God commendeth His love toward us. Here it is, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I love that verse. Because it doesn't say, when J.D. was at his best, Christ died for him. Man, it doesn't say that. Put your name in it. It says, when you were the worst, when you were the dirtiest, when you had the most sin on your life, you know what happened? Jesus died for you. That's how He has the strength, because He loves you and God sent Jesus for you. I remember a passage in the Scriptures in Matthew 26. If you'll remember, right before Jesus goes to the cross to die, He goes to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And he tells the disciples, He said, hey, stay here and pray. I'm going to go a little further. He goes a little further and He says, Lord, if there be any other way, let this cup pass. Remember that story? He said, Lord, if there's any other way, let this cup pass. There wasn't any other way. And I'm thankful because Jesus still accepted the mission. You know what Jesus' mission on earth was? The Bible tells me he came to seek and to save that which was lost. The good news is I was lost and I needed saving. So I'm qualified and you're qualified. And Jesus tells me that it's by his love and it's by his Son, Jesus Christ, that he has the strength to save my soul. And we get back to this little example with my weight bench here. And the problem, and you just kind of picture, well, how about this? Let's see who I got. Kylie, you want to help me? Lay down on that. Now, I know you're strong. Get down, boy. I know you're strong, but I want you to not pick that up. I want you to put it on your chest, okay? Go ahead. You may need to clean your hands off when you get done. Anyway, this is us, got that bar on our chest, unable to lift, unable to push up, because when we can't push up, that means we can't save ourselves. And so the Bible tells me that when I was yet without strength, who came? Jesus. And he came behind us and he ripped that bar and he got a weight off of us. And that's the whole idea. Thank you, brother. You're good. That's the whole idea. When I was yet without strength, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing in life. You know what the problem is? We're without strength. And we got to have somebody rip that bar off our chest. The Bible tells me that's who Jesus is. He's the one that when you call upon the name of the Lord, he can lift it up off of you. Tonight I want to leave you with this. I want you to think about that story. Think about how God loves you. Tonight there's somebody in this room that may think they can save themselves. I believe somebody in this room believes that because God wouldn't have gave it to him if he didn't. And you try to push up with everything you've got, with good works and the ability to do what you are, the money you've got, the power you've got, the family you've got, and you just can't get the bar off. I've got good news for you. Jesus loves you, and he's able to lift that bar off your chest. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love us. Thank you for Jesus. The only hope that we have, the rock, our salvation, whom shall we fear? Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you that you love us. I thank you that I'm incapable and that you are capable, Father. And I pray if there be somebody in this place that doesn't have the strength, I just ask you, Lord, to move on their life tonight. Thank you for Jesus. Pray you bless our time of invitation in Jesus' name. Amen.